The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The sound prints for last week is now online. Fiction Old and New will be meeting January 4th. Journey Through History meets January 8th. Fantasy Book Club meets January 22nd. Microsoft webinars begin on January 16th. Convention updates for the ACB convention in Rochester next summer. Keynote speaker has been named. There will be a tour of adult beverages in Rochester area, and there will be a tour of the Play Museum in town. I will be reading a movie review about how guide dogs get their jobs, and there will be a little article about justice reform for persons with disabilities that was just passed the House and is on to the Senate. And if I have a chance, I will read an article about Matt Chow, a blind sailor. Before I start, I'd like to give a shout-out to my listener, Spencer, at Sanderson High School, and I was very pleased to meet him at the TRRS Open House last week. Happy Christmas to all, and I hope you are enjoying the holidays. Beginning with the Sound Prints Audio Magazine for December 16th is now online. Employment for People with Vision Loss, report on merger of Office for the Blind and Office of Vocational Rehabilitation, the Social Security Disability Determination Process. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598 or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. The Zoom meeting link to attend Fiction Old and New, which occurs the first Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern, is the following. https://zoom.us/j/61331348. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meeting app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the below two numbers to initiate the call. Plus 140-863-80986, or 164-687-69923, 613-313-488. If you prefer calling on a regular telephone, use one of the following numbers. In the U.S., 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. You will need to enter the meeting ID 613-313-488. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/A6CR. From Newswire, Friday, January 4th, 2019, 8 p.m. EDT. I'm sure they mean Standard Time. A Fiction Old and New will be discussing the book If Beale Street Could Talk by James Baldwin, DB58492. Please join us on Friday, January 4th, 2019, to discuss James Baldwin's powerful and emotionally resonant story of young love in a turbulent environment in his 1974 novel, If Beale Street Could Talk, DB58492. This novel has been made into a film, which is due to be released December 14th. Here is the Bard annotation. If Beale Street Could Talk, DB58492, Baldwin James, reading time 6 hours 17 minutes, read by Gail Nelson. Literature. bittersweet love story between 19-year-old African-American Tish Rivers and her lover, Fonnie, who met on the streets as children. Tish is pregnant with their child and remains hopeful, while Fonnie, an artisan wrongly accused of rape, awaits trial in jail. Strong language and some explicit descriptions of sex. Copyright 1974. Join us at the Zoom meeting to discuss this great book. Co-hosts, Michelle Bernstein, email hamletssweetlady at gmail.com, and Sherry Wells, email sherrywells1157 at gmail.com. We hope you'll join us to discuss this great book. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers found on your Zoom invitation. Accessible World contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org and www.radioutofthepast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta at pacbell.net. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org. Phone 714-449-1958. Email Larry to R's, Gassman to S's at roadmurder.com. Alan Lemley, co-chair, accessibleworld.org. Phone 601-919-6907. Email walemly at gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Robert Acosta, President, Helping Hands for the Blind. From Newswire, a journey through history to meet on January 8, 2019, at 8 p.m. Eastern to discuss the bully pulpit, Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, and the Golden Age of Journalism by Doris Kearns Goodwin. DB77807. Hi there. In deference to the New Year's holiday in January only, we will meet on the second Tuesday, January 8th, 2019, to discuss the first 9 chapters, 13 hours, which covers the era prior to TR's presidential inauguration, which occurred September 14th, 1901. Topic, A Journey Through History, meets the second Tuesday of this January only at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. Join us at 1819 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Join us from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/17780972 or iPhone OneTap 1408638 0986, (1778097772) hashtag, or 1646876923, (1778097772) hashtag, or telephone 1408638 0986 or 1646876923, and call in with the meeting ID 17780972. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/YCQ4DRN. NLS Annotation, The Bully Pulpit, Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, and the Golden Age of Journalism, DB77807. Goodwin, Doris Kearns, reading time 35 hours, 0 minutes. Read by Lou Harpenau. Journalism and Media, U.S. History, Bestsellers. Pulitzer Prize-winning historian portrays the first decade of the Progressive Era, when former President Teddy Roosevelt challenged incumbent William Howard Taft for the 1912 Republican presidential nomination and tore apart the party, leading to Democrat Woodrow Wilson's victory. Examines the role of muckraking journalists in pushing government reform. Bestseller, 2013. Download The Bully Pulpit, Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, and the Golden Age of Journalism, Don Queen Host, Historical Nonfiction, Queens at pacbell.net, David Faucheux, co-host, Historic Fiction, Scopist65 at gmail.com. Accessible World Contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, Alan Lemley, Co-Chair. The Accessible World disclaimer has already been read, and I will go on to the next book club meeting. The Fantasy Book Club will be held on the fourth Tuesday of January, Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. We will continue the format of having everybody read a book and discuss their book choice with the group. We will be using Zoom platform. The software can be used on all smartphones and operating systems. The relevant info is https://zoom.us/j/56111-2974 or iPhone One Tap 1408638086, 561112974 # or 1646769923, 561112974 # or telephone 1408638086 or 1646876923 with the meeting ID 561112974. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/D(FTSUKYID). Julia Kulak, Group Facilitator, julia.kulak@gmail.com. Jeff Bishop announces, "Hello, everyone. I thought you might find this announcement interesting on a series of presentations that the Microsoft Accessibility team will be presenting starting in January of 2019. Feel free to sign up or inform others of the topics mentioned below. We are excited to announce the Accessibility Learnings webinar series. In this new webinar series, our goal is to share the latest technology and accessibility features across Microsoft products and help answer common accessibility questions. Have a question about an accessibility feature or want to share your feedback on a Microsoft product? Join us for a webinar. What to expect? Each session will include a moderated question and answer session on topics such as Narrator 101, Low Vision in Windows 10, the new O365 Single Line Ribbon, and much more. Webinars are held on the third Wednesday each month, starting January 16, 2019, between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock p.m. U.S. Pacific Time, and available to everyone, including international audiences. Register now. Seats are limited. Review the schedules and register for your favorite topic by visiting the Accessibility Webinars Sway. Continue to update the Sway with more topics every quarter. Once we receive your registration, we will send you an email with a link to join the webinar. We can only accommodate a limited number of audience members at this point, so register now at Just go to sway.office.com and click on the links. The next three announcements are from Janet Dickelman about the ACB Summer Convention and Conference in July of 2019. The American Council of the Blind welcomes Ginny Owens, songwriter and performer, as our keynote speaker and entertainer at the 2019 banquet in Rochester, New York, on Thursday, July 11th. Ginny has graciously provided the following information. A multiple award-winning and critically acclaimed singer-songwriter, Ginny Owens became a household name when she was named Gospel Music Association's New Artist of the Year in 2000. In a meaningful career that now encompasses nearly two decades of music, including 10 full-length recordings, 3 EPs, a popular Christmas album, number 1 radio singles, and numerous film and television placements, Ginny's heartbeat behind the music remains the same, to inspire others through sharing her own story in song. Born and raised in Jackson, Mississippi, a degenerative eye condition left Ginny completely blind by the tender age of 3. As her vision diminished, her love of music and the piano expanded, and Ginny also discovered songwriting as a window into her unseen world. The unique perspectives inspired by her vision impairment have resulted in inspirational lyrics paired with her diverse musicianship to afford her a space on an even more diverse set of stages, including the Sundance Film Festival, Lilith Fair, and the White House, and recordings that transcend genre expectations. In November 2016, Owens launched the Love Be Loudest campaign, an initiative in which a portion of album sales are donated to increasing the work of nonprofit organizations whose mission is to bring hope to the world. In 2017, the sought-after songstress was commissioned to write the song Fly Away for the independent film Trafficked, a song that found itself among the selections considered for the Academy Awards ballot for Best Original Song in a Motion Picture earlier this year. Ginny is also an author, co-authoring Transcending Mysteries, published by HarperCollins in 2015, and the multifaceted performer also hosts a popular video blog entitled How I See It, in which Owens helps viewers understand the ins and outs of living day-to-day life as a blind person. For more information on Ginny or her philanthropic work with Love Be the Loudest, visit GinnyOwens.com and LoveBeTheLoudest.com. Note from Janet, Ginny just released a new Christmas song, Christmas Light. I've added it to my holiday playlist. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Room rates at the Hyatt in the Riverside are $89 per night, single or double occupancy, with an additional $10 per person for up to 4 people. This room rate does not include tax, which is currently 14%. For telephone reservations, call the Riverside at 585-546-6400 or the Hyatt at 800-233-1234. Make sure you mention you are with the American Council of the Blind 2019. Rooms must be booked by June 7th, 2019 to guarantee the convention rate. To make reservations online, visit our website, www.acb.org, and follow the 2019 convention link for online reservations. Please feel free to contact me with any questions via phone at 651-428-5059 or email janet.dickelman@gmail.com. If you enjoy a glass of wine, a cold beer, or a variety of spirits, join ACB in Rochester on Tuesday, July 9th, for this one-of-a-kind tour. Designed especially for the American Council of the Blind by Crushed Beer and Wine Tours, you will visit 4 different venues. Genesee Brewhouse. Enjoy a delicious lunch, brewhouse style, and enjoy a Genesee favorite pint of beer while overlooking High Falls. The Genesee Brewery is one of the largest and oldest continually operating breweries in America. Once a century-old packaging center, the Genesee Brewhouse has transformed the 9,200-square-foot space into a beer destination, featuring interactive exhibits, multimedia content, gift shop, pilot brewery, and pub-style restaurant. It's easy to appreciate the history of well-made brews made continuously year after year by Genesee in Rochester, New York. A production tour will be included after lunch. Casa Larga Winery. Welcome to Casa Larga Vineyards, located just outside of Rochester, New York, in the Finger Lakes wine region. For 35 years, the Colorutolo family has been committed to producing superior award-winning wines and creating a unique experience for all vineyard guests. You can't help but notice Casa Larga's stunning vineyard as you taste their diverse portfolio of their award-winning winery. Black Button Distillery. Welcome to Black Button Distilling, the first and finest grain-to-glass craft distillery in Rochester, New York since Prohibition. Each week, Black Button makes 900 bottles of world-class gin, vodka, moonshine, bourbon, and more. Every batch is distilled, aged, bottled, labeled, and hand-numbered right in their upstate New York State distillery. A production tour will be included with your tastings. Rohrbach Brewing Company, Railroad Street. Rohrbach began when beer lover John Urlaub returned to Rochester after an assignment in the village of Rohrbach, Germany in 1992. Rohrbach's newest facility and tasting room recently opened on Railroad Street in Rochester's historic public market district. Rohrbach's has become one of Rochester's signature brewers with many award-winning varieties to choose from year-round. You'll sample some of the most incredible flavored beers in Rochester. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Join ACB in Rochester, New York for a VIP group experience at the Strong National Museum of Play on Monday, July 8th. This is an exclusive hands-on tour of the only museum in the world dedicated to the study of play and home to the world's largest collection of toys, dolls, games, and video games. Break off into guided groups to explore the Strong from the world's largest pop-up storybook, where you can try to pull King Arthur's sword from the stone or spin the wheel on a whaling boat, to a superhero exhibit where you can try on capes, play a memory game, and be zapped with super strength. Spend 30 minutes in the museum's indoor butterfly garden and get up close to the animals that call it home with special tactile encounters hosted by the museum's biologist. Afterward, participate in a hands-on experience with toys from the museum's National Toy Hall of Fame that is led by Chief Curator Chris Bench, a frequent guest on Travel Channel's Mysteries at the Museum series. The five-hour experience includes five game tokens to the museum's arcade and pinball exhibits, a ride on the museum's carousel, and a 20% discount in the museum's gift shop. The shop will be open exclusively to members of the ACB from 5 to 6 p.m. Lunch will be included in this tour. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Pick of the Litter Movie Review, copyright 2018. Documentary, 81 minutes. Dogs are amazing. And when the subject of your documentary is a litter of five adorable puppies, you don't really have to try that hard for an awe-inducing outcome. Yet with their fourth joint project, Pick of the Litter, Bat Kid begins co-directors Dana Nachman and Don Hardy Jr. make an honest effort to multiply the natural lovability of the Labrador siblings they follow from the moment they are born with all their furry, high-pitched innocence. Bred in California by the Guide Dogs for the Blind organization as candidates to assist visually impaired people, the unbearably cute puppies of the P litter, named Patriot, Phil, Potomac, Poppet, and Primrose, embark on a multi-phased schooling to fulfill their purpose, an uplifting, sometimes bittersweet journey captured over a two-year period. You will certainly submit to the film's disarmingly gush-out-loud moments and perhaps even embarrass yourself with a few involuntary squeaks like a friend of mine, definitely not I, did. While also wondering, will all five of the pooches make the cut? Not quite, and this is not a spoiler. Statistics show that only 300 of the 800 trainees annually manage to go all the way in the program. It's certainly not a bad ratio, which is both a testament to the selfless dog's eagerness to learn and please, as well as the utmost dedication of a community of humans who lovingly set their four-legged buddies up for a win. Going against the commonly accepted canine training principles, success is defined by slightly different terms in this world. In the early moments of Pick of the Litter, we quickly learn that basic obedience doesn't necessarily translate into a desirable guide dog for the blind. These special animals need to exercise judgment to go against their humans' wishes if they jeopardize their own safety at traffic intersections or other tricky spots. Through an opening montage, we hear testimonies of various blind people, including one who got out of the World Trade Center alive on 9/11, thanks to a brave dog who were saved by exceptional canines that chose to disobey them at life-threatening situations. So, who's a good boy and who's a good girl, exactly? Despite what the slightly mishandled title cards that bookend the film suggests, only the best will make the cut, they clearly all are, even when they lack the necessary qualities to pass their tests. In a very Project Runway-esque fashion, we say goodbye to the overenthusiastic good boy Potomac first. Since it is downright cruel to call any of these huggable babies a failure, their departure to often become exceptional house pets or breeders gets referred to as a career change instead. While Poppet and Phil promptly check off all the necessary boxes and get paired with their eventual humans in need of a guide, Primrose and Patriot follow different routes. The former becomes a breeder, and the latter gets reunited with the kindly PTSD-suffering Iraq veteran who helped raise him during the early stages of his training. The emotional toll the process takes on both the humans and the dogs is one area Pick of the Litter doesn't explore deeply enough. During their 2-year program, puppies rotate between a number of facilities and puppy raiser families out of necessity. We don't really get to understand if frequent separation at such a young age emotionally impacts the canines in any way. As for the humans, we see an occasional tear and a silent sigh here and there when the inevitable parting becomes a reality after months of emotional bonding. The loudest separation protest comes from one family who complained about getting no notice at all before it was time for their foster to move on to a different spot. Amid all the dizzying sweetness, this memorable and tear-jerking moment hints at an issue of which Nachman and Hardy barely scratch the surface. Still, the puppies are beyond adorable, and their snuggly nature can fill even the coldest of human hearts with warm and fuzzy feelings. With every wet face lick and happy tail wag, Pick of the Litter affirms the obvious. The world is a much better place with dogs in it. I have about 2 3/4 minutes left, so I'll see what I can do with this legal piece. From respectability.org. People with Disabilities thank Senator John Cornyn for leadership on criminal justice reform. Dateline Washington, D.C., December 19th. Respectability, a nonprofit disabilities organization, thanks Senator John Cornyn for his leadership on criminal justice reform. Said Honorable Steve Bartlett, the former Dallas mayor and member of Congress who now chairs Respectability, while a large number of members of the House and Senate were pivotal in creating and passing criminal justice reform, and we are grateful to all involved, Senator John Cornyn stepped forward at key moments to assure the success of this reform. In particular, he was crucial to assuring successful Senate passage by a wide margin during Senate floor debate and floor action. Courageous, focused, statesmanlike, relentless, pivotal are words that describe Senator Cornyn's leadership in criminal justice reform. Bartlett continued, while this reform will positively affect the entire U.S. population, the reform has a profound and disproportionate effect on those with disabilities. According to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, 32% of federal prisoners read and 40% of people in jail have at least one disability. As a fellow Texan and national chairman of Respectability, I am personally proud of Senator Cornyn's leadership. The bill passed the Senate by an 87-12 vote. The House is expected to pass the bill later this week, sending it to President Trump for his signature. Senator Cornyn said about the bill, "We're talking about human potential. We're investing in the men and women who want to turn their lives around once they're released from prison, and we're investing in so doing in stronger and more viable communities, and we're investing tax dollars into a system that helps produce stronger citizens." I'm going to skip a whole lot of content and get to the nitty-gritty. You'll have to go to respectability.org for the rest of the article. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Merry Christmas!